It's 65 degrees at 8:56, and it's time to bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, to update us on the commodity markets this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, it looks like trade's a little choppy and mixed as we troll towards the new data set from the USDA at noon, 11 o'clock Central Time. Dollar day trade down a little bit this morning, lending a little bit of support, but nothing significant. Today's numbers should be more significant in the wake of today's report. Pardon me, I was talking about some volume and open interest numbers. We'll just skip past that because we're short on time. We did not see any USDA exports announced this morning on the overnight reporting system. Current price action, we've currently got corn up a penny and a half basis for July at 368. September corn up 1 1/4 at 375 and 3/4. And new crop December, 385 and 3/4, up 3/4. In the Soyplex, July beans, 978 and 3/4, up 4 3/4. August beans, 979.5, up 4 3/4. And November beans, 970.5, up 3. Looking at the daily chart, the soybean complex is looking a little bit more stable, but we'll have to see what today's numbers look like. July soybean meal, 320 and 30 cents a ton, up $1.80. And July soybean oil, 32.78, down 11. Looking at the wheat market, July Chicago wheat steady at 429.5, basis of July, as I said. December, 464, down a half. Kansas City wheat down 1/4 at 438.5, and Minneapolis wheat up a penny and a half at 542.5. Crude oil market currently up about 70 cents at 46.58 a barrel, basis of the June. As usual, EIA will publish updated production and inventory numbers shortly. That will give the market maybe a little bit of a reason to move. Ethanol numbers may also give the corn market some guidance as well. USDA supply and demand numbers due out at noon Eastern time, as we mentioned. Trade has been discounting these ideas for an extended period of time. 2016-2017 carryout figures are expected to be as follows. Corn, 2.337 billion bushels in a range from 2.295 to 2.5. Last month, the USDA was at 2.337. Soybeans, 444 million carryout in a range between 417 and 513. Last month, the USDA was at 445. And finally, wheat, 1.164 billion bushel carryout in a range from 1.14 and 1.3. The USDA was at 1.159 last month. We'll also see our first completed data set for the 2017-18 crop. Numbers in the mix here are too many to really mention by name, but in the broad strokes, what we're expecting to see is the corn and wheat numbers to possibly tighten up a little bit and the soybean carryout to swell based on the increased acres. That's all I have. We hope that today won't. Bottom line takeaway here is there may be enough negativity in today's numbers to spur additional fund selling. If not, then the path of least resistance could be higher. We'll cross our fingers and hope for better stuff.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for that update. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, checking in with us on this Wednesday morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly sunny skies, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm today with a high of an 81 degrees, east wind around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, we could see occasional showers and thunderstorms with a low of 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few rain showers possible with a high of 68 degrees. Have a feeling we'll see as many folks as possible getting out in the fields today to try and get some things planted before the next round of rain. Checking in on current conditions around the listening area, we're at 65 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Urbana, relative humidity at 80%. And across the listening area, temperatures now around 60 degrees, even into the mid-60s, with Charleston-Mattoon checking in at 64 degrees and Decatur right at 60. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILO FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.